Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Michael Jackson was said today as an answer. That could win. Big. Good stuff. All right. So let's go from MJ to MJ. From Michael Jackson to Michael Jordan and Jalen Hurts. And unfortunately, we don't get an extensive answer here because, or for one thing, Jalen's in the midst of answering a question and a reporter jumps in and kind of like cut off where he's headed. But anyway, Jalen Hurts was asked yesterday about, of course, you know, part of this whole thing is going to be sustaining. You know, he obviously finished incredible at the end of last season. So sustaining it, both him individually and the team. Here's Jalen yesterday talking about trying to sustain things.
Teams will obviously adapt to what he did last year. And so I guess how can you guys as an offense kind of adjust to their adjustments?
James, I'm sorry. I told you the wrong one.
You have to pick the poison. And so it's just a matter of going out there and executing.
My fault, James. I'm sorry. I told you. I guess I told you the wrong one. Looking for the first one. My fault.
Anybody, quarterbacks in particular, but anybody about the challenge of repeating, doing, winning again. And if so, could you say who and what you've learned and what you want to try to learn about it?
Yeah, I answered that last time. I talked about my conversation with MJ a little bit. And just
it really
Derek Jeter.
So Jeter and Jordan. Now, I wanted to hear a little bit more about the MJ thing. Yes, he did talk about it a few weeks ago, but I wanted more on that. And
you don't get a lot from Jalen.
No, but we got a follow-up question in the midst of an answer about Michael Jordan. I'm like, I mean, but anyway, he obviously could have then thereafter elaborated and chose not to and just went with, you know, Jordan and Jeter. And it's a good group, though. Jordan and Jeter. Not bad. MJ, I like it.
MJ.
Yeah.
Just MJ.
MJ. That's first. That's not even first.
That level of familiarity is mind-boggling to me.
Incredible. Jordan's probably the number one athlete that you know, you'd like to meet. I mean, right?
I mean,
the guy's like a living god.
A consideration.
Pretty impressive for a mediocre quarterback, Hanjo.
I didn't call him a mediocre quarterback. I called him a mediocre passing quarterback.
I mean, quarterback is included in that job. Your semantics is not working.
All right.
Do you think Jordan's going to make somebody one of his brand people if he's mediocre?
Jordan hadn't really done much in the last 25 years.
Okay.
You know, I mean, he's made a lot of money. But
business-wise, I think he knows what he's doing comes to the shoe.
This Jordan guy. Now, who is he again?
This Jordan guy.
Yeah, this Jordan guy. No, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's beyond cool that Jalen obviously has that distinction. And, yes, it does say something that Jordan chose him. Let's get to Ryan in Limerick. Ryan, good morning. Ryan, not ready. Let's get to Rob. He's calling from South Jersey. Hi, Rob.
Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I called in yesterday, and I'm not trying to judge the Phils game by game, but I think we don't really have a choice at this point. You know, last night, I was ripping Boehm yesterday. Nice to see him get the two-out single to take the lead. And then at the end of the game, when I turned it off in the eighth inning, I'm looking at the box score, and I see Taijuan Walker, Joe Ross.
Yeah, I know.
Carlos Hernandez, and I'm like, what are we doing?
Well, and it was close until it wasn't.
Of course.
You know?
And I just look at this team, and I know we've been talking about it for a couple weeks now, but do we just overrate the talent and the roster on this team? I think we have. And to answer the question, it's a very tough question about would you prefer an outfielder or a bullpen piece. But I would lean bullpen only because, I mean, obviously we take both. I would lean bullpen because you have five guys, when healthy, on this in this lineup that make over $20 million a year, but they don't play like JT makes $20 million. Castellanos makes $20 million. You know, I would say Trey, Kyle, and Bryce are the top three hitters on the team right now. And these other guys need to contribute, but it's just, man, in addition to the bullpen guys, you look at 7, 8, 9, and Kepler, like...
It's awful.
It's Whit Merrifield 2.0, and
I agree.
The other guys that they just can't play. And getting to the deadline, Philadelphia, we are, I think a lot of people admit, we are a knee-jerk reaction city. Mm-hmm. I listen to you guys all the time after an Eagles loss, oh, fire Nick, do this, do that. And most of the time I laugh. Like, these people are like, it's just the way it is, and, you know, they got to calm down. It is not knee-jerk to say that the Phillies need to make a trade pronto. They can't, if you look at their schedule, Joe, they may not be in this thing on July 31st. They have a very, very tough schedule coming up.
Well, here's what I'll say, Rob. If the World Series were played, like, this month, I would probably agree with you. Make a trade pronto, so to speak. But there is something to be said for they can play better. They will have good, outstanding starting pitching. Will probably keep them in a playoff position. They may not. Don't get me wrong. They may not. But it's not inconceivable that they starting pitch their way to greatness.
It's not, but I look at a game like last night where I really thought they were going to win, and two innings later, it was the game was out of reach against a good team, which they're going to face.
I know. And listen, last night was a classic example of not having enough good relief pitchers, and they didn't have any good relief pitchers.
And it wasn't just the bullpen last night, Joe. Because listen,
it was Mick Gabel also.
The Cubs are you know, he struggled with his command, you know, getting out of. But they are on a historic pace offensively, the Cubs. So you know that you got to keep up with them, which they were doing. After Boehm drove in the two runs, they went for 2-for-16 against the Cubs bullpen.
Yep,
that's just not good enough.
Look, the hitters are letting them down in the relief pitchers because the relief pitchers aren't supposed to be that good. Joe Ross isn't supposed to be better than Nick Castellanos. I mean, I need more from like six or seven different hitters. And I agree with you. And you bring up Whit Merrifield because we don't bring him up much. It's like it's gone from Whit Merrifield to Austin Hayes. Yeah. Now, look, Kepler last night did hit a home run, so let's give him credit. But, you know, let's be real. He has been horrendous. All right, Rob. Rob, excellent call. Give me who or what is weird but good.
Has anybody said Lady Gaga yet?
No. It's another pretty good answer.
Really great one.
Yeah. I mean, she certainly... So is it an act or is it real? I'm just asking because acts are acts
I think she's pretty authentic. She's very creative.
She's a theater kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, she went to like a performing arts high school.
Oh, yeah. Very, very cutting edge in terms of she's going to push the envelope art-wise.
She does. No, she's impressive. There's no question. All right, let's listen to Rob Thompson. The hitting thing just came up. And obviously, it's really, especially lately, it's been a lack of home runs and a lack of extra base hits. And I'd also say a lack of timely hitting because they have gotten guys on base, but they just don't drive them in enough. Here's Rob Thompson yesterday.
Without Bryce and Schwarber going through a little bit of a slump, where do you think power can come from this lineup? There's been a lot of singles the last few years.
Yeah, a lot of singles. Yeah, I think it'll come. I think we're just going through a stretch where we're not getting the ball in the air. We're not hitting the gaps. It'll come. There's more power in this lineup than what we're showing right now.
You know, baseball's a tough thing because, Devin, you brought this up earlier. So it's an everyday thing where the manager has to answer questions after every game. So I don't expect him to give a different answer than, like, it'll come. Like, we'll hit. Because he's not going to say they're not going to. He's not going to freak out. But I will say, after all these years now, it's fair to wonder whether it will happen enough.
Yeah, and to add to that, I mean, I've been in enough pre- and post-games, just even this season, for example, with Rob Thompson, to know that he says that, you know, it'll come.
Yeah.
And I feel like we really haven't seen it happen for the lineup as a whole this season in terms of power. Like, we haven't seen them...
We haven't.
Hit the long ball like that, and I know that we complained about, you know, they need to play more small ball, but now it's almost swung in the complete opposite direction. Like I think a caller mentioned a little bit earlier, Would like to see some more home runs. Be nice.
James, is there a strategic shift that could be made to abandon what they've tried and just go back to being the inconsistent power hitting team?
Yeah, of course. The question is, and what I worry about, is that a lot of these guys are entering their, you know, yeah, early to mid 30s.
Well, know? That's it's why, like, I don't even know if it is, of
that's
course.
My
I don't
point.
Know that they even have it in them anymore.
They might not be able to. There is a, they can try to hit more home runs, they can try and launch the ball more, but I don't know if it'll be effective. That's the concern.
Let's go around the room. I'm going to give you four or five players. Tell me who you guys have the most confidence picks it up. The choices are Bohm, Stott, JT. I'm putting Castellanos in there. I know, James, you say he's doing okay.
Yeah,
he never walks. Castellanos, JT, Bohm, Stott. Forget the Keplers and all that. I'm going for the guys that are either high-priced or are supposed to be young and good. Those four. Most confidence they actually pick it up. John, who do you got? Those four.
Stott.
Man, he is really low on my list. Devin? I'm going Castellanos.
Well, no, I don't even think he should be included in this, because he's been one of the most consistent guys this season.
But he never walks.
He's batting like 280 or whatever.
But James, he never walks.
I get it. I get it.
And his home runs are lame, meaning don't happen much.
Well, oh, my God. Now we're critiquing the type of home run.
No, not the type. I'm saying the numbers. I'll look it up. I mean, how many does he have? Seven?
Yeah, I was going to say six or seven.
I think there's only one with double digit, right? That's Schwarber.
Yeah.
You know, when I see Liam, I'm not saying the actual home runs. I'm
just
saying
the amount.
The lack of home runs. Anyway, go ahead. Who would you say?
I'm going to say Alec Bohm.
Well, to his credit, he actually has.
He has been, yeah.
What's he got on base? 21 out of 26 games or something like that?
Yeah, he just hasn't been hitting for power. And given how tall, how large he is, he should be.
Wild.
And that's the frustrating part. So hopefully it.
Seltzer, what's your answer?
Well, Castellanos, because I think that he's been better than those guys, and I expect him to continue to be better. But I there has to be more from Bryson Stott than this. There has to be. I don't think he's this bad. He might not be as good a hitter as we hoped he was going to be, but he's not this. He is a better bat-to-ball guy than we're seeing. I expect him to get better.
Okay, and let me just say this on Casty before, Ray, we get to you. So he's hitting .287, which is a nice number, obviously. But with the limited walks, his on-base is only .327. I mean, that's not good. And his home runs are six. And we're past the third.
He's not good enough. I think it's just because everyone else has been so bad, it seems. But I agree with you. He has not been close to good enough for what they expect from Nick
Castellanos. Probably on pace for about 16 homers. I mean, all right, Rhea, what's your answer?
Well, I have very little faith in Bohm or Stott. And I think Castellanos has been fine. I just don't need him to try to go for second because he has zero speed. I'll go JT.
Man, I don't even consider JT. I don't even consider him.
I expect him to be average.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's how little faith I have in this.
No,
the other two, I have no faith. I don't have a problem with Castellanos. I think he's been fine.
It's going to be interesting if Stott's on the team next year. He probably will be because they still control him and all that and try to turn the corner. But, like, and he is good defensively and he's a decent base runner and all that. But, man, I mean, the lack of development. God. Ryan in Limerick. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, Ryan.
I just had a little comparison I thought of with Nola, giving him some time off. He's been a workhorse the last, multiple years with the Phillies. But do you think that it could be any comparison with Brett Myers in closing the same year he did that?
Look, I don't think it's impossible, but I don't think the issue is – he's got to get his arm right, and I guess it's possible, but it's not my main concern. My main concern is whether he gets good again. If he gets good, I think he can be a good starter or a reliever. My concern is not whether he can be a reliever. My concern is whether he can be good.
You think that would be this year?
Dude, I don't know. I mean, we've seen players at times hit walls in their career. I mean, Dale Murphy was cruising. He was absolutely, I'm going back 35 years ago.
Won two MVPs in the 80s.
Right, well, wow. He was spectacular. And he got to 398 home runs. And, like, the Phillies were getting ready to have a, you know, like, he's about to hit his 400th home run. Like, it's a big deal. And then he just got stuck at 398.
For, like, forever.
He never hit, no, literally forever. He never hit another home run. And then they had to cut him, they actually traded him to the Rockies in the 93 spring training, and no one ever heard from Dale Murphy again. Like, some guys just hit a wall. And I'm not saying Aaron Nola has, but let's be real. It's going through all of our minds that there might be significant diminished returns moving forward, that this might just be the new norm, which would really be a shame.
And that's where if he were to go to the bullpen, he could use all that velocity just for one inning compared to, you know, six or seven.
I mean, maybe. But again, I
can't imagine what that would look like. A different
yeah, I'm not
pitcher, a different version of Aaron Nola in that capacity.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
My other thing is we're not winning a World Series with this outfield. It's just that simple.
Probably correct, because I do think they will make a change. I don't think it's going to be this for the next 4 to 5 months. I mean, you just can't do the Rojas, Marsh, Kepler thing. You can't do it.
Yeah, I'm in favor of moving Harper back. He said he would go back out there.
I'll take freaking Matt Vierling back. And by the way, I'll put Schwarber on now, out there. People laugh at me. Use him in left field. Have a different DH. You know, you could acquire any position if you wanted to. You could acquire any position you want. That could be the DH. You can do anything you want.
Do you think it's possible Schwarber got better at fielding?
No.
But he got better at batting?
No, but John, you know I have said, and I've said this for 2 years now, I'll take bad defense from Schwarber and better hitting from someone else as the DH instead of freaking Kepler, Marsh, Rojas nonsense.
Phillies went the farthest in the postseason. This version of the Phillies.
Thank you. Yeah, wow.
When they had
reset first and Schwarbs and left.
The bad defense and focus on the
Devin,
offense,
people so. Act like I got but 10 heads when I say put Schwarber in left field.
My bigger issue is him getting hurt out there than the defense. The one time he played there last year, he got hurt. That's my bigger issue.
You ready for this, James? I'm ready to try.
You know what? I am
to
too.
Get him hurt?
Joe, I'm fine. If he gets a better bat in the lineup, I would do it. I'm with you now. Like, they got a hit.
Because you could acquire someone else who can't play defense, could be a DH.
It's not the ideal move I would make, but I would absolutely make it.
I mean, you certainly could. All right, Ryan, give me an answer. Who or what is weird but good?
Gary Busey.
Oh, yeah. That's a great answer.
Yeah, Busey was... So he died, right?
No.
No, he's alive. Stop trying to kill him off.
No, Gary Busey's
sure about that?
Yes. Positive.
Yes, Gary Busey's alive.
He's still getting into trouble.
Would you like to bet
then?
Before anyone looks it up?
No, because now I can tell you're too confident. All right, Salty, what are people saying on YouTube? We get those comments and questions on YouTube. Talk to me. What are people saying today?
Let's start out with a Rick, who's talking about the Jalen Hurts thing. He says, I think it'll go game to game. If we need him to run, they'll run him. I think each game will dictate what they do as far as Saquon and Hurts.
Look at that analysis.
Well, nailed it.
You know,
good chance that does happen.
Who would have thought that there'd be strategy in football based on, you know, what's in front of you? But okay, fair enough.
All right. How about...
See how I just dismissed that guy's comment?
Oh, you crushed it. Great job.
It's just dismissiveness.
That jives with Bullyproof Boxing, who says, Joe, Amy from Villanova has clearly not told you to shut up enough.
Well, she certainly finds the... No, it's my sister that finds the Jalen stuff. It just drives her nuts.
And she is correct. Shout out to Nancy. Kashif Miller says, Herbert had the number two defense and all these yards and TDs in the regular season, but all of a sudden the playoffs, he doesn't have weapons, and he has 6 interceptions to 2 touchdowns in 2 playoff games in his career.
Look, he's had lame-o playoff performances. There's no question. And I don't think even in the regular season he's that good. I've never been that impressed.
I think
he's
so overhyped.
He is. He's overhyped. I mean, he's decent, you know.
Well, people are getting out in front of this thinking that Jim Harbaugh is going to have a huge influence in the second year, and they're probably right. they probably are going to be a much improved team, and he will look like a much improved quarterback because he's got a better run game to support him, a better offensive line to block for him. All that stuff does help.
We'll say. I'm not a big believer. I mean, he's not that Jags guy. What's that guy's name? He's
Trevor Lawrence.
That guy stinks.
I mean, do you have Jalen in front of him?
Let me tell you. I think Tanner McKee might be better than Trevor Lawrence.
Wow.
He might be. I think Trevor Lawrence stinks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not very impressed.
Keep going.
KUC Express says, I need everyone today to be calling Joe out on his BS.
Nah, come on, man.
People don't like your hurt steaks.
Well, I don't like it. Think I enjoy this?
Yes.
I'm a human pinata for 4 hours. I know it irritates the audience. I'm not trying to irritate you. All I can do is tell you my honest opinion. It's my honest opinion.
I appreciate the honesty.
And by the way, people act like I say the guy stinks.
Yeah.
I got him as the fifth best quarterback in pro football. I mean, it's absurd.
But the problem is, it's like you don't see the other guys committing these errors, and so you think they're error-free.
I do see it. I mean, I just told you, I got Herbert below him. I got whoever below. Although Jaden Daniels, I'll say, may be better. I got to see the guy play more. I mean, he's
going to... Jaden Daniels better than Jalen Hurts?
Absolutely might be. Might currently be.
I hate that take.
And will become better.
I hate that people are calling Jaden Daniels elite already when he's played one season of football.
Well, it happens sometimes. It's rare, but it does happen.
I will say this with Jaden. I think the problem with him is he could get hurt more. He was hurt, you know, last year because of his body type. Yeah, he's not as strong as
Vaughn. He's slight.
Skinny.
He's slight.
Yeah.
And the way he plays the game.
I'm amazed Lamar Jackson's lasted as long as he has. And he's had his injuries, but
he's more sturdy than Jaden.
You know what? Yeah. I was next to him, though, when he was coming out of college. I mean, I don't know how the guy's lasted. I really don't. All right, James, you got any more comments?
One more for John. Josie says, hey, John, Goliath had four brothers. That is why David chose five stones to go into battle with. Wow. I don't know how true that is, but according to Josie on the internet. Wow.
I don't know what any of that means.
So was his mother like...
Oh, we're back to
that. I don't know. I just said I don't know. Josie says that. Do you want me to ask Josie? Josie! Was his mother
were five giants?
So. Wasn't Josie the name of Kid Rock's buddy?
I think so.
Yeah.
Rest his soul.
Yeah, he died.
Rest
not
in peace.
Not long after that whole thing, you know, and then he was dead because he wasn't a healthy guy.
Right. Right. Yeah.
All right. Time's yours, and more calls up ahead next on 94 WIP.
When couples walk into Benari Jewelers, they can't believe the selection of amazing engagement rings. I'm talking thousands of choices. If she's seen a ring she loves on Pinterest, they've got it at Benari. Halos, hidden halos, vintage, side stone rings, three stone rings, classic or contemporary, in white gold, yellow gold, rose gold, platinum. You can go with a simple solitaire or the most intricate design imaginable. Benari is an authorized retailer for all the top bridal designers. So if she's looking for a certain brand like Tacori, Benari has the entire collection. And Benari's amazing associates are not retail clerks. They're true experts who specialize in helping you combine a beautiful handcrafted ring with just the right diamond to make your dream ring a reality with no compromises. Don't select a ring that looks like everyone else's. She deserves something that reflects her unique style, taste, and personality. And you'll find it at Benari Jewelers, Exton and Newtown Square.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.